Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dan Orlovsky played 12 years in the NFL, including 7 seasons for your Detroit Lions. He is now an analyst for ESPN. You see him all over the place on Get Up, SportsCenter, NFL, everything else. And he joins us this morning. Dan, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, guys. I'm doing well. How are you?
We're good. Says safe and hanging in like everybody else.
Good.
First question I have for you is: do you think we're going to play on time?
Yes. Now that is not me knowing any insider information, but obviously I pay relatively deep attention to it and pretty intensely. I think that everything that we're learning about what's going on and the data that continues to show, actually, you can make the case they should start soon. That's what you're seeing with the colleges. So I think we're going to start on time. I do think that it's more than likely that we do so without fans. But I think that because of the healthcare that's provided to NFL football teams, and the reality, and I've said this for a month now, that NFL players only have such a period of time years-wise in their lives to make their money. And it's the NFL and the PA come to an agreement that, hey, we got to do this, and players have to find ways to quarantine themselves or whatnot for 5 or 6 months. Guys are going to do it because they only get 3, 4, 5 years to make their money. So I think we'll start on time, and I think we'll have a pretty good season.
As a former professional player and a college player, try to put yourself in that position. I know the pro career wasn't that too long ago. The college career was a little bit further back. But do you think those guys, I mean, obviously you're not going to get 100% unanimity, but do you think they want to play as well, or do they have some questions and some nerves going in?
I think most of the guys want to play. You know, going back to my original point of you only get so many years as a pro. And now it's different than college. You know, if I'm a college kid, and obviously I'm hopefully more mature now than I was then, but I'm an 18 to 22 year old. And so I'm looking at people of leadership in my institution, in at least roles of leadership. And I've got to sit there and believe that I can trust them, that they're going to make sure that I'm okay. Now, again, all of our data, at least from what I've seen, points to that group of people really not being in any significant amount of danger with what's going on with the coronavirus, right? But, you know, there's still some realities to it. You know, one, what happens if I'm a kid and I'm a senior in college and I get it, you know, and we're playing our season and I get it, I got to miss 4 weeks, and that drastically affects my performance this season. Do I have the opportunity to go back to school if I don't want to enter the draft because my season didn't go the way I wanted? That's the question I have. What happens if I already redshirted and I get it and I have to miss part of the season? Do I get another redshirt year because of it? Is my scholarship going to be available? What happens if I'm a kid that, you know what, I have a history of illness, or my family does, or something like that, and I choose not to play and expose myself this year? Is that going to put my scholarship at risk? You know, those are questions that if I'm a student athlete, I'm asking. I think everyone knows that we have to play college football because if not, tens of thousands of scholarships are gone. And as a pro, I think the great majority of guys are going to go, okay, tell me what I have to do. You know, in 2011, when my wife was pregnant with triplets, she had to stay in Philadelphia because she was high risk. And so she had to stay at UPenn Hospital. and I had to the Colts. And so obviously significantly different situation, but we were forced with the decision of, okay, are you going to play this year and be away from your wife while she's at high risk pregnancy or whatnot? And we looked at each other and we're like, it's 5 months. You know, can we figure out a way to make this work for 5 months? Because it's the only way I'm going to get paid this year. And so, yeah. You know, I think that most guys are going to be faced that question and go, yeah, you know, tell me what I have to do. And I know the risk. But again, all the data points to showing that most people in that age group aren't at, like, you know, significant risk of dealing with something that, you know, is going to have a significant impact on them.
This offseason draft included the Lions. Obviously, we've gone through this 8,000 times. Matthew Stafford's coming back. Bill Barnwell of ESPN.com basically said the Lions had one of the four or five worst off seasons. I don't know if you saw that. What did you think of the Lions off season free agents draft heading into 2020?
Yeah, I mean, I think up until the draft, you could make that case. You know, obviously the situation that goes down with Slay and the reports or the stories with him and Matt Patricia and their rift. And then obviously he's not on the team, and you lose a all-pro type of player. And so, yes, you can make that case. You're going, wait, what? And then there was the conversations of, are they going to draft Tua? Should they move on from Matthew? All those stuff. I don't know if up until the draft you could just, you know, dispute that claim, so to speak. I would argue that the draft was one of the better drafts across the NFL. And I've said this. After the first round, I would not have said that. After the first round, because I was adamant, Lions need to trade down from three. You can't just take a corner at three and expect him to play at that level like the corner you just traded for, and your defense was 30th in a lot of different categories. And so did you really get better as a football team? But when you look at the second, third, and fourth round, you know, those three picks, one, you get them from power programs. You know, so that's a big deal when you're talking about guys that are ready to make that transition. They know what expectations and pressure and strength and conditioning programs and playing in big-time games and big-time crowds, they know what that's like. Two, you know, the ability for those guys to go from power programs and step in and play is a big deal. So I would have, after the draft, I think they rectified their offseason as well. Obviously, it's a forecasting or foreshadowing of what the draft and what those guys will become. But I think that their offseason was certainly turned in the right direction post-draft.
Dan Orlovsky from ESPN with us. Do you think the Lions have any sort of a leg up on some of the other teams in the NFL because it is Matt Patricia's third year, Daryl Bevel's second year? I know they're bringing in a new DC, but let's face it, Patricia's going to have his hands all over the defense. While other teams are going through brand new coordinators and brand new head coaches, with this weird offseason we have, any edge to the Lions and teams like that? Obviously, other teams have coaches returning because they already have a system in place.
I mean, sure, yes. It depends on who those teams are, who the coach is, and the quarterback is, really. Like Mike McCarthy going to Dallas, but Dak Prescott is there. Well, do they have an advantage over Dallas? Well, their offensive scheme is not going to change much, you know, but obviously there's the contract dispute. And so where does that sit? Really in their division? No, because everybody is going to continue suit, and Gary Kubiak steps into the role of play caller, and those teams have some form of a veteran quarterback there. The top of the NFC, surely, when you look at the 49ers, there's no trade over there. Everyone thinks that Tampa Bay, I think that Tom Brady's going to figure out a way to close that gap. New Orleans, Drew Brees has been there for 14 years. You know, if you look at the 2011 lockout season, I think there were two playoff teams out of the 12 playoff teams. Two of them had new coaches. And so it didn't seem that, like, there was this massive detriment to those teams. So I don't want to sit here and blow smoke that, yes, they've got this massive advantage. I think that at the end of the day, everyone's dealing with it differently. The thing that they have the advantage is they have got a veteran quarterback who's a leader. And that's the big advantage in this offseason compared to teams that have younger players or younger quarterbacks at a position who maybe don't have the stronghold of their organization like Matthew does.
Speaking of veteran quarterbacks, gut feeling, where Cam Newton's going to end up, and why is it just because nobody's seen him – up close and personal. I know he posted an Instagram workout the other day. Where he's going to end up?
Yeah, obviously the number one reason why Cam is not anywhere is his health and where the off season is. Gut feeling, just throwing something out there. You know, I would say Pittsburgh. I've said Pittsburgh for a month or so now, 6 weeks or so, just because this all comes down to post, you know, outside of the injury, expectations. What are Cam's expectations for his role and what are Cam's expectations for his money? And unless Cam moves off both of those in some way, he's not going anywhere until somebody gets hurt. And so if he's willing to go, okay, I'm going to take a little bit less coin, and I'm understanding that a backup role right now is where I'm at, well, then Pittsburgh comes into play, Seattle comes into play. Those are the two that jump off the page to me. Now, I could see Cam waiting until training camp and seeing if a guy goes down, a starter goes down, and jumping there. And so it'll be a fascinating kind of pursuit. It's also, teams got to ask Cam Newton, hey, are you willing to still be part of the run game? Are you willing? Because if you are, then I think more teams are in the pool. If Cam Newton goes, no, I'm done getting my body beat up in that capacity, I don't want to do that anymore, then his pool shrinks a little bit.
Hey, last thing, Dan, will you be able to come on our show Tuesday mornings after when you're doing Monday Night Football?
Well, I think that if that was the case, that would probably be a challenge. But I would hopefully be a problem. I'm hopeful that that's a problem I have to try and figure out and deal with.
Maybe. All right. Well said. Hey, thanks, Dan. Good talking to you. That. Hope you. Yeah. Good. Yeah. Good political answer.
Huh?
Yeah. Stay safe.
Thanks, Dan.
We'll talk to you soon.
Be well, guys.
All right.
Dan Orlovsky joining us here, 97.1 The Ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.